is the sound of Bonge Ziwe Mabandla singing Ndikhale, I Cried, on the 14-song Amaxesha album, meaning The Times. I'm Mokwai Webesi Olwe.
And I'm Banning Air, and you're listening to Planet Afropop.
And I'm Georges Collinet, and I'm resurrected. Yeah, it's Easter. Easter is early.
Easter came early. We love it.
Oh, anyway, I'm here.
George, welcome back, George. Yeah. George is back, and he will tell us all about his recent adventure. Thank you so much if you took the time to send a message to George at info@afropop.org.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So where have you been, George?
I've been everywhere. Up here, down here. And if we had the camera, I would show you my mask.
Oh, very Afrofuturistic.
Because I've been zapped. Yes.
Oh, no.
They had a mask. They pointed where they should shoot me. On the head, of course.
George,
but anyway, we'll talk about that in a future program, I tell you. It's unbelievable. Or as we say in German, unglaublich.
Wait.
Or... Aber ça alors, c'est quelque chose.
Oh la la.
Oh la la.
Well, Banning, you haven't done too bad yourself.
Well, you know, I got a new look, cut my hair, grew a beard.
Yes, he looks so young. Oh my goodness, I'd be a groupie if I could.
Oh, yeah, all right. You are already.
So we've been all over the world recently, all over the place. I was in Guadeloupe, I'm in Mexico, Banning. You and Sean were in Tanzania. And you just got back?
We did. We took 24 listeners to Dar es Salaam and Zanzibar to the Sauti za Busara Festival and showed them a side of Africa they never would have seen any other way. And it was really great. People loved it. We saw the rumba bands and tarab ensembles in Dar es Salaam. And we went up to Bagamoyo and heard the Zawoses with their incredible Wagogo music. And in an upcoming edition of Planet Afropop, we'll let you sample some of that with our friend John Katime, who was our incredible guide in Dar es Salaam. The man, he is like the mayor of music in that city. And boy, it was just great being with him.
Wow, bravo.
Now, Banning, let's talk about work.
Work?
I'm talking about work. I mean, not going to safari and haunch of zebra.
And lions mating, right?
Okay, now, guys, calm down.
No, it was work, keeping all those 24 people happy 24/7.
Jeez.
We did our best.
It's a challenge, no?
It can be, but you know, it was so good. I think we'll do it again next year.
And I'm coming next time.
Me too.
People got along nicely. It was fun.
Oh, that's great.
Well done. Excellent. Well, everybody's back now.
So what have we got today, Mokwai?
Today we have an incredibly special episode of Planet Afropop. Let's go to the stage door, the green room, as it were. What goes on in the artist's mind before they get ready for a major international tour? I met budding global superstar, South African Bonge Ziwe Mabandla, who's touring North America and Europe, and I caught up with him, as I did last year, in Mexico, during the Mexico leg. He was with his sidekick producer, multi-instrumentalist and multimedia guru, Mozambican Tiago Correa Paulo. They are on the tour right now, as we speak, of their new album, Amaxesha, which means The Times, which was released in May in 2023. So, let me tell you a bit about how I first met these two amazing artists. I met them through Mexico producers of Oya Melis, Charlie Cardona, and Jessica Said Kanavati, who invited me to this concert in this hacienda called Uchil, just outside Merida in the Yucatan. And I met Bonge Ziwe for the first time. This year, we caught up again during the Biennial of the Americas, which was in Mexico City during the Art Week. And for 2 days, we spent at Habitas, which is this boutique chain in the desert surrounding San Miguel de Allende in Guanajuato, Mexico.
I should tell people that you can read about that first meeting and Bonge Ziwe's 2023 Mexico concerts in Mokwai's in-depth interview on Afropop.org. It's quite an epic read, and it's got some great videos. But Mokwai, tell us why you like this artist so much.
Well, I mean, to me, it's really rewarding to see an artist grow and that the team that are around him surround him 100%. And Bongiziwe is one of these artists who's managed to find this incredible producer, and it's a match made in heaven. It's a great mix of music, you know. We know that there's a great mix of music that's flowing currently out of South Africa. We know that Amapiano, Bacardi, Om, Mascardi, Afro House, Cape Jazz, Kwaito, Isikatamiya, Kwela, Jaiva, Mbube, Township, whatever. But there is Bongiziwe in the midst of all of this, who is an artist that sort of takes all of these genres of South Africa and creates this unique sort of synth keyboard-driven sound that Tiago uses. And his words and his music and his lyrics, very vulnerable, and they speak, I think, to everyone on the planet, universally. It's pleasing, you know, regardless of your race, gender, class, ethnicity, and all of those other barriers. So that's why I love him. I just think he's a classic, because you can dance to his music, you can pray to his music, you can cry to his music, and it leaves you that much lighter-hearted.
Quite an endorsement here.
Yeah, can't wait to hear.
They're up at the top, you know, so watch out, you two, and all of you others. Bongiziwe's in town. So, so that's how I feel about him. And I just wanted to say that it's not hard to explain why, after you hear this little back door green room conversation I had with them at one of the locations. Take a listen. Bongiziwe and Tiago. Bongiziwe.
One, two, three.
What a journey you've had in 1 year. What's going on? What are you doing right now? Are you getting ready for your tour?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for the tour. It's been a busy start to the year. There's a lot going on. My album is almost a year old now.
1 year. What have you learned in a year?
Wow. You know, I had a really tough year, so there's been a lot of life lessons. Too much, actually.
Wow.
But one thing about obstacles is that it makes you really treasure the great moments. So I think I'm in like a place of gratitude now.
Tiago, what about you?
I've just been following around Bongiziwe's mood. I'm like Bongiziwe's sidekick. I'm just following him around. So if he's down, I have to go down with him. When he comes up, I only pray that he comes up and then I come up with him. When I'm not touring, this is where we spend a lot of our time working on Bongiziwe stuff. Because even though Bongiziwe is like, we're currently like pitching a song for some people, and I'm actually in studio working on that song, and Bongiziwe sent me some vocals. So when we're not touring, Bongiziwe is like, in terms of performance, where I spend like 50 to 60% performance wise, and I get to do some of my own solo stuff and shows. Yeah, it was a rough year as well for me. Like, we both had, it was a bit of a confrontational year.
Oh.
For both of us last year. So this year, it's kind of nice to like turn the page.
I'm not going to ask what the confrontations were, but as you both know, what doesn't kill you probably makes you stronger. But here we are in the studio talking to Bongiziwe Mabandla and Tiago Correa Paulo. Tiago, are you in Jozi, South Africa? Where are you?
I'm in Maputo. I've got like a small studio here set up, and I'm kind of living 50% of my life in Maputo, which is where I originally come from. So it's good to finally be back home after more than 20 years away. I'm kind of finally back here.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you're just about to go on a world tour.
World.
But you're not even together. Are you rehearsing virtually? Hey, wait, what's going on, my bros?
I mean, we've been playing the show for a while, so we are meeting on the weekend to start rehearsals. But we've also learned the system a bit, so I rehearse on my side by myself, Diego rehearses on his side or by himself, and then we sort of meet up and join it together. And also the reason we do it, we usually just rehearse those days before we leave so that we can then leave straight after rehearsal onto the flight.
Oh, wow.
We also find that it keeps it a little bit more exciting for us because we get together, we always kind of like refashion things a little bit, but it's always more geared to the performance side of things. We're still touring the same album and we're very much focused on the songs. And now we're finding ways to like build on the songs for the performance experience to change and evolve a little bit. Recently, we've added visuals to the show, which is like a big thing. We've also added a new band member, which was a huge, huge thing. We have a third person who's like a lifesaver for us. Yeah, we're just building on whatever format we have. We get together, everybody kind of knows what they're doing, and then get the show on the road.
Amazing. Those are incredible changes. Got a new band member. What's their name?
Bruno, aka Pizza
with Pineapples.
Aka Pizza with Pineapple.
Bruno, what does he play?
He plays bass. He also plays some keys and he's also a great singer.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm sure the visuals are going to be mind-boggling, off the chain. So tell us about the tour. Where are you going?
Where are we going?
We're going to the world, baby. We're going to Mexico first.
Yay!
Which is slowly becoming a second home for us. We toured early last year and it was just an amazing experience, not just from the shows. It was a highlight of the year for both of us. So coming into the year, getting to experience Mexico again, personally, it's going to be an amazing experience to be in contact with Mexico again, with the country. We loved it so much. And also to extend, we're doing like some like bigger festivals this year, which is going to be good, hopefully playing to bigger audiences.
I'm not gonna
And then we have our first show. Drum roll. Come on, Bogues USA.
In New York.
At the famous Joe's Pub. That's amazing.
Yeah, it just sold out.
Yes, of course it did. That's just incredibly great. Yes, and it's a beautiful venue. You're going to absolutely love it. So, Mexico, New York, where else?
Paris, Holland, UK. And for the first time, Copenhagen.
Ah.
Yeah, we're doing Denmark.
And for our first band, Berlin. I've been to Berlin, but I was there solo. Well, it was a jump for me, Berlin. I was so surprised. I guess also Berlin is one of the places that there's a lot of South Africans. So there were just people singing along. It was great. So I can't wait to experience like a bigger setup. I'm super excited.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic. Yes, Berlin, one of my favorite cities. It's just so eclectic and has lots of people have an appreciation for good music there.
I was really surprised.
Yeah, yeah. And then Denmark, I mean, Scandinavia loves African music. They love good music.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a very sophisticated audience in Copenhagen. Excited about Paris. Why?
I'm very excited about Paris. Always, I think, you know, when you're on a big tour, the show that we're usually very nervous about is probably the Paris show. And it's been a while since we played like our own Paris show.
We're super excited about Paris.
Yeah, it's been an important place for us.
Fantastic. And then London?
The London show is also a biggie for us because in the same way that we just started something in Mexico, watching the audience grow and trying to like sow a seed on that side of the world. London's something that we've been doing for a couple of years now, from starting to play in venues for 50 people and Bongezio also doing shows, solo shows there, and us going as a band, starting 50, 100, being able to sell out last year a venue, like do two, three consecutive shows, and now doing like a big show, like an 800 seater. It's like stepping up the game. To me, at least, I feel super excited about scaling up what we do as performers, especially for Bongeziwe. Have you seen how good he's looking? Look at those arms.
It's true.
He's like
it's
been
true,
spending
man.
The last
it's
2 years in the gym, getting those arms ready.
I can see the flex.
For no. 800 people. He looks like a Greek god.
No effort muscles. They're just there.
Oh, my God.
Buff. Buff.
Now, I'm
Incredible. So just tell me about London again.
We're also going to be touring with our amazing South African sound engineer, which is huge game changer for us to be able to come with our own guy to help us out with all the things. It's also a step up in our operation.
Oh, for sure. Especially for you, Tiago.
For all of us. I think more for Bongeziwe even, because it allows Bongeziwe to focus on the real stuff that he needs to focus to like be more performative, not to have to worry too much about like technical stuff. Like if something technically isn't really working out, like he always has to work double time to fix something, but still be super engaging with the performance.
You're amazing, Bongeziwe. I never even knew that you even touched tech. I always would see Tiago in the background, just wires and clubs and drumsticks kind of thing. And it's just, you know, so beautiful to watch and see you blossom.
Yeah, you know, like, I think one thing I've noticed about being a performer is, I don't know, sometimes I would wait till the last minute to go and tour and sort of like prepare like 2 days before. And I've learned now that it actually, the tour actually begins like way before it actually starts. So it's been really nice to also have the time to sort of really prepare well, because I think sometimes it can be really frustrating to be on tour and then like, find that there's things that you didn't do or you wish you had more time doing this. So I really like appreciate that about this tour. I feel super prepared. I'm in a good headspace. I've been taking care of my voice mostly. Just preparing like the small things that people don't think about in tours, like clothing and social media. And, you know, we go into a lot of cold places, packing the right medication.
So listen, just remember to pack an extra bag when you get to Mexico City, because the fashion is off the hook. As you know, you're coming into Mexico City during Mexico City Art Week. So the whole place is going to be packed with artists and designers from all over Mexico and the world. But I'll be seeing you in San Miguel de Allende at Habitas.
So
Well, you know what? I just wanted to wish you both well and look forward to seeing you. And I'm super excited about this new tour, Amakresha.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oof.
Yeah, so shout out to you, of course, and Oyameles and all your crew, Charlie and Jessica in Mexico City, Black Major in Johannesburg, your management company, of course, your label, Apple Music. So I'll let you go and safe travels. All the best. And see you on the other side, brothers.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
This is great music. Thank you, Mokwe. Bongiziwe, Mabambla, and Thiago Correa Paulo.
Soul Banning and Georges. I hope it all makes sense about why I think the music of Bongiziwe Mabambla is so magical and mysterious and speaks to me without many words. I think he's a groundbreaking artist, and I hope the whole world thinks so too.
I do. And as Bongiziwe says, the Joe's Pub Show in New York City is sold out, but it sounds like this is an artist we're going to be hearing a lot more from. And in the meantime, you've got to check out this album, Amakresha. How did I do?
Amakresha.
Oh, yeah, the click. You got the click, right? Amakresha.
Yeah, you got it. You got it better than me.
Amakresha.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
So before we go, one of the artists that we're going to be hosting at Camp Afropop in May in the Catskills, May 28th to the 31st, read all about it at campafropop.org, is the legendary South African bass player Bagiti Khumalo, famous for his role in Paul Simon's Graceland album and tour, and he's been playing out of his base in the eastern U.S. ever since. Bagiti joined us from his home studio in Philly for a preview, and as you'll hear, McQuay joined us midway.
Yes, I was dealing with tech gremlins, but I wasn't going to miss this one.
You know, Sean and I first met Bagiti in Johannesburg in 1987, soon after the Graceland recording. So that's where we started our conversation.
Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland.
The Graceland stuff really came from the village people, you know, my people, you know, the traditional. Because I used to listen to a lot of a cappella people, they pass by singing and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And for me, once I got my fretless, everything just happened so quick that I had to understand the nature of the fretless, that fretless is a voice. So I have to find songs that's a voice instead of like a bass songs that slapping and all kinds of stuff. And then during the time, 1982, I was in Zimbabwe. I took a band to go to Zimbabwe and we got stuck in Zimbabwe for 8 months.
Ooh.
So now in Zimbabwe, for the first time, I was in Africa because I didn't call South Africa, it was Africa. But going to Zimbabwe, it was like, man, everything was Africa, the language. I mean, it was like insane.
This is before Graceland.
Way before Graceland.
Way before Graceland in Zimbabwe, me and my cousin plays drums, and we got stuck in Zimbabwe. So and then I had to look for, like, you know, local musicians to learn the traditional stuff. That's different than South Africa because they play more like a shuffle.
Thomas
Mafume.
Sure, I know that world, yes.
Yeah, and man, I started to hang out in Zimbabwe and then I joined the band. After 8 months, I wanted to come back home now.
1, 2, 1, 2.
McQuay.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's awesome. Now we can hear you.
Yes, yeah, fantastic. Is that good sound?
Yeah. It sounds so good.
So we're just talking about Bagiti's early adventures in Zimbabwe and leading up to Graceland. But I want to ask you about the break that everyone knows you for on You Can Call Me Al. How did that happen?
Oh, that was a piece of cake, you know. It was my excitement being in New York. And I wanted to show some New York and bass players that, hey, Bagiti's got some slapping too. And but I took chances because when we're recording in the studio, and then we come to that breakdown and then there's nothing. And I said, hey, Paul, it's my birthday today. So can I play a little bit of stuff, you know, to go crazy a little bit? And Paul was like, what? Okay, yeah. You can play something. And if it's good, we'll keep it. Man, one time I played, then the guy stopped me. Stop. The engineer. And I'm like, what the hell? Why did I ask for that? So I'm nervous. And they're like, no, come here. Come to the control room. And I go to the control room. The engineer turned the tape backwards. So it took like 3.5 seconds. And then it became like a mirror of what I played in the beginning. Don't. And then they put a lot of pressure that I have to learn how to play like that live now. Man, it was like, wow.
Can you still play it now?
Yeah, I can play it. And then it's funny because when I did some bass player interviews, all the bass players, they wanted to know how I did it. And then I kept the secret for a while. Until later, and I said, yeah, well, the engineer took the tape backwards. But what's interesting is that I played on the fretless.
Uh-huh.
So the fretless, there's no noise. So when I was slapping, it was just smooth.
Really? I mean, I see a lot of guitars in the background.
This is guitar heaven. It's graveyard. I have all the basses. I have a 6-string bass and I have a 4-string piccolo and I have acoustic, electric.
Do you have anything hooked up right now to play that bass line?
Oh, let's see if I can do it. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my goodness. The fans would love it.
This will get them to Camp Afropop.
So this is fretless.
So what do you need from us? Any kind of backup?
Yeah, right.
What kind of backup do you need? Da 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 da
da da da da. I used to sing that song in a band, but the bass player could not play that break. No.
It's impossible. You know, it's physical, you know? The playing is physical.
Hey! That's nice, man. Thank you.
Now, you know, I designed the basses with the company now just for that sound. So they make the bass that's the same sound, but it's a different company.
Ah.
I work with this company that makes this little bass amp.
What's that company?
Phil Jones.
Phil Jones, huh?
Phil Jones, you know, because I work with the kids, music mentors. So right. I get them this little speaker so they can practice.
So tell us the name of this group of kids that you're working with.
My thing, it's called the Bagiti Khumalo's Music Mentors Program. And the Music Mentor Program, I work with schools, like I work with the school in Long Island. It's called the East End Arts. They send newsletters to schools to say, hey, who wants to study with Bagiti Khumalo for 7 weeks? And kids, they show up, they bring their instruments. And then my job is to say, okay, I want to organize them and show them how I practice, how I prepare the show. Then we learned like maybe 16, 17 songs, performed, they raised money to buy, you know, whatever they need for the school.
Beautiful.
And then there's another one I'm doing, you know, with the Lehigh University. They give us the funding and then I hire musicians like a piano player and a drummer. And then kids send us the videos of, you know, music that they like to play. We listen to the video and then write charts for them and then teach them how to read the charts to work as a team. And this is something that I like to do everywhere because I've never been to school. I learn music on the street. But now I'm running a business. I build instruments. I have like some signature basses and, you know, all of that stuff. But I teach kids that music is a business, you know, and also to it organize them to be good people.
Tell us about the group you're going to bring to Camp Afropop.
So the group I'm bringing, you know, I'm putting some great musicians together. On the piano, I'm going to have Mio. She's Japanese. She's from Osaka, but she's been playing with a lot of African musicians. I call her Japanese African. And then on drums, I have Rodney Harris. And then Monge Zindaga. Monge Zindaga played with Lucky Dube.
Nice.
Oh.
And they played with Huma Sikela with us. And he played with Vusi Mahlasela, Dave Matthews. So
on what instrument?
Monge, he plays guitar.
Ah, okay, good.
And then I'm going to have Christine Vanderlis, who she's from South Africa. She's singing all the stuff from home, from Miriam Makeba. So it's going to be nothing but party. We're going to have a good party.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
And then hopefully we can get other people join in and do something nice.
Maybe I'll even jam with you.
Yeah. We pick a song. And you know, also too, what's nice is like I keep everything so organic. Like we can learn song on stage. We want the audience to see that, you know, music, it's about communicating. So we can learn, you know, teach each other the song in front of the audience. We keep it loose, get them involved as well.
You know? Absolutely. They love that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's coming for them. Hello, my name is Bagiti Khumalo, original from South Africa. I'm looking forward to see you coming to join us. Camp Afropop coming up May. Come join us. It's going to be nothing but a party. You're going to hear this.
Man walks down the street and says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't wanna end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away from my welly door. Mr. Beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I could be a long lost pal. Walks down the street, says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. Oh, my nights are so long. Where is my wife and family? What if I die here? Who will be my role model? Now that my role model is gone, gone. He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little rat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. Bodyguard, I could be a long lost pal. I could call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
Well, there you have it. The man himself, Bagiti Khumalo. By the way, we're hearing him perform his signature song, You Can Call Me Al, with his own band, The Graceland Experience.
That wraps it up for another edition of Planet Afropop. Remember to write to us at info@afropop.org. And if you haven't signed up for Camp Afropop, what are you waiting for? 3 unforgettable immersive days and nights of concerts, workshops, jam sessions, and awesome company at the Full Moon Resort near Woodstock, New York, May 28th to 31st. And who is going to be there aside from the Afropop crew?
Well, Natu Kamara.
Bakiti Kumalo.
Samba Mapangala. Wow. Jake Blunt. Yakuba Sisoko. Benny Air. Are you going to play there, Benny?
I hope so. Bakiti invited me to jam with him, so, you know, I'm down.
There you go. So Benny Air will be there, too.
And don't forget Pedrito Martinez and his group, possibly the greatest Cuban percussionist band leader alive. You don't want to miss this.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And, of course, Georges Collinet will be our host.
There you are. There's a bar, no?
There is a bar. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Visit campafropop.org. And sign up today, right now, in fact.
Planet Afropop is a production of World Music Productions. Support for Planet Afropop comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our founder and executive producer is Sean Barlow.
Our director of development and co-host is Mukwe Wabei Siyolwe.
Yay! Our lead podcast producer is Banning Air. Our chief audio engineer is Michael Jones. And additional engineering for this edition by Banning Air at Lion Song Studios in Middletown, Connecticut.
And by Mukwe Wabei Siyolwe of Global Party Productions and Guido Arcela of Casona Indie Music Studio in Merida, Mexico.
Banning Air edits our website, afropop.org, along with our director of new media, Sivion Biggs.
I'm Mukwe Wabei Siyolwe.
And I'm Banning Air.
And I'm Georges Collinet.
Until next time, sala kakule, niza kuvona, luka mivona hande.
Matata ya mwasina mobalie kukikosilate na ya, hey.
Titauna na bade, that's Swahili. I just learned that one in Tanzania.